Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
On a podcast this week, Colonel Douglas McGregor was asked the question, where does he think the next war will be? The host gave him a couple options. The Middle East? Russia? No, he said, on America's soil.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country after we seal this border. And I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. We have not fundamentally shaken the death grip in which the cartels hold our country. Mm-hmm. That should take top priority. That's our future. If we don't do that, we will not last out another decade. It'll be chaos here. Will look worse than Mexico. So I'd say that's number one. That's where we should focus.
I've been warning about this for a long time. I was really alarmed more than a month ago when Nicolas Maduro, the head of Venezuela, gave a speech in which, clearly responding to Trump and his demands for deportation, he said he was pressured by the Biden administration to deliberately export members of the communist Tren de Aragua gang to America. In the speech, he even claimed that the FBI, and get this, the DEA, helped to move Tren de Aragua into the United States, first taking them through Colombia and then eventually over our borders. It was a wild claim, but he told Trump if he checked the documents, particularly around the apparently houses, facilities in Colombia, he would find all the records that he would need to know this. Now, as I've explained in the past, Tren de Aragua are the foot soldiers for the Maduro regime. They answer to the world's largest cartel, the Cartel de los Soles. Both are productions of the Venezuelan Communist Party. They are the heavies, the enforcement, the muscle. This is why Maduro only got 30% of the vote in the last election, but is still in office. Because when outraged Venezuelans came out to protest, Tren de Aragua and Cartel de los Soles members rode by on motorcycles and gunned them down. In the modern era, you can't do what you used to be able to do if you're a communist or socialist dictator. That is, send the military police or your secret police out to take care of people. You got to have an arm's length. That's what Tren de Aragua is. They're not just criminals. They're fellow travelers. Have you noticed the Democrats' obsession with this particular gang? Why? They intend, I swear to you, to use them the same way. Notice the strange occurrences in Colorado when Tren de Aragua took over that apartment building. We wouldn't find out till later that every level of government was warned that Trende Aragua controlled the apartment building and was selling young kidnapped girls brought up here from other countries for sex. And some women, too. And it turned out that the FBI had briefed the local police, said this was going on in many cities, by the way. They were seizing territory and selling women and children out of the territory. But the property owner, in a bid to get them out, had gone to the governor's office, had gone to the attorney general, had gone to the mayor. This is Colorado. When the story broke at the national level, every one of them, including the police chief, who we'd later learn had the FBI briefing, lied. They lied to protect Trende Aragua. Said it wasn't happening. But notice something else strange. Did they do anything about it? They'd been informed by the desperate landlord, desperate to get his property back. Did they send state authorities in? No, they did not. Did they send the local police in? Nope. They let Trende Aragua have the apartment complex, and then they lied to cover for them. Exactly as you'd expect them to do in Venezuela. Was this just covering up an illegal immigrant immigration problem in an election year? Or are you watching the merger of the Democrat Party, Democrat officials, and Trende Aragua? I say it's the latter. Could this explain why Democrats are so damn determined in their sanctuary cities to release anybody, including the most brutal criminals? You have to wonder what good that could possibly serve. I mean, wouldn't they want to deport the criminals so they can continue importing the people they could use as voters later? The criminals are the ones that cause them the most problems. Think Lake and Riley. Well, folks, maybe the reason is because they're deliberately importing the same kind of muscle that Maduro enjoys, just as Maduro claims they are. He said he was pressured to send them to America, didn't want to, but that he ultimately had to. I'll come back to that in a minute because we've got some proof that he's telling the truth. But first, at the Sanctuary City hearing the other day, 25,000 violent criminals with ICE detainers were deliberately freed in Democrat-controlled sanctuary cities in 2 years. Understand what that means. That's just the sanctuary city ones. The Biden regime didn't even hit most of them with detainers. Drive drunk? They don't care. Drive drunk and kill someone? Don't care. Shoplift? Don't care. Deal drugs? They won't bother with a detainer. Folks, these were 25,000 of the most violent criminals. They had serious felonies, which qualified them under the very lax Biden regime for ICE detainers. And yet they were deliberately released in Democrat sanctuary cities over the last 2 years. Again, that is just in Democrat sanctuary cities and only includes the most violent people. Other criminals didn't even get the detainers from ICE. Among those deliberately released, these are all illegal immigrants, 72 who were in various stages of being prosecuted for homicide. Why would you do that? Well, if this is your future as a party, this is how you will enforce your will in the way Maduro does in Venezuela, then this is exactly what you would do. But back to Trende Aragua and the obsession of these Democrat judges with doing anything it takes to keep them here. Emerald Johnson, former White House reporter for Newsmax and investigative reporter for ONN, just got a hold of a leaked security briefing provided to the Trump administration by national security officials in recent months regarding the criminal group Trende Aragua and its connections to the Venezuelan government. Folks, this is exactly what Maduro was saying. Now, we don't have the part yet that Maduro told Trump to look for, the connection with the FBI and the DEA who allegedly helped them get into the country, moving them through Colombia. But what we do have is something sounding very familiar. According to the security briefing, just as I told you, Trende Aragua operates in conjunction with Cartel de los Soles, the Nicolas Maduro regime-sponsored narco-terrorist enterprise based in Venezuela, which commits brutal crimes, including murders, kidnappings, a lot of those are the girls they're selling here, extortions, human drug, weapons trafficking. It's not a street gang, according to the briefing. It's the paramilitary wing of Venezuela's communist narco-terrorist state. That, folks, is why Trende Aragua ordered the deportation of those Trende Aragua members using the Alien Enemies Act. And, folks, this is a classified briefing, but it leaked. These groups are actually foreign soldiers operating in our country in secret. According to the briefing, they are controlled, armed, and sponsored by the Venezuelan regime. They are run primarily by Venezuelan regime, including drug trafficking and corruption, which are their main sources of cash. And they've even been using UBS and Credit Suisse as the financial organizations to manage the funds. And again, according to the report, there are an estimated 300 intel officers from the Venezuelan regime who provide structural support from Venezuela. Now, here's where what Maduro claimed in his speech checks out. According to the briefing, the Tren de Aragua members moved from Venezuela through several foreign countries, including Colombia, where they ultimately entered the USA illegally, spread out in safe houses in 20 different cities. And they have come to the USA in large numbers to listen, not just commit crimes, make money, to undermine our public safety and support, quote, the Maduro regime's goal of destabilizing Democrat non-communist nations in the Americas, including the USA. So folks, again, understand there is a ideological component here. They are fellow travelers. These are left wingers at the management level.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How do we know they're a hostile foreign army? Because Tren de Aragua terrorists are supported by 300, again, military intelligence officers who train them to engage in, quote, riots, sabotage, disinformation, espionage, social conflicts, and armed aggression inside the USA. Folks, this is classic 21st century hybrid warfare. Listen to the slides. This is crazy. Since 2019, around 300 men have been trained and prepared by the military intelligence of Venezuela to infiltrate the United States and provide logistical support to members of Tren de Aragua. This training process has been executed at the Bolivarian National Police Training Center in Venezuela. It's called the National Experimental University of Security. And the team was trained by various members of the Venezuelan, Cuban, and Belarusian intel services. They're being trained for riots, sabotage, disinformation, propaganda, armed aggression, social conflict, and espionage. Folks, so these are things way beyond what they need for profit making. Why? I'm telling you, they're being trained as the armed muscle of the Democrats. Let me tell you how this is going to go. And I warned about this. I said, if Kamala Harris won, you will see, you are going to see this in a city. Somebody is going to run in one of these sanctuary cities as a Democrat. Somebody's going to run against them and they are going to be murdered because they are not on the payroll of these cartels. It's coming. I don't know if it's going to be a Republican opponent or if it's going to be a Democrat opponent who just wouldn't take the payout. But that is happening. That's going to happen. It is inevitable. It's going on in Mexico. You're going to see it here. And that is how they begin to seize power. They don't take over the whole country. They take over swaths of it, mainly blue areas, which they can leave at will at any time should an assassination be needed. I don't know, in a red area or in Congress or something like that. That is exactly how it goes in Venezuela. It's exactly how it works in Mexico. And folks, think about this. Right now, I guarantee you those 25,000 that were freed by sanctuary cities, even though they had ICE detainers, I guarantee they're all hiding in sanctuary cities. Folks, this is exactly why New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who is, of course, a Democrat, just issued an executive order. Donald Trump issued 27,000 deportation orders for criminals. He put out a specific executive order in New Jersey. Listen to this. The police are not to assist immigration officials from the federal government in any way. And if they encounter these illegals, again, these are criminals, people who've committed crimes in addition to being an illegal immigrant, they are not to call immigration officials or alert them in any way. And the final crackdown, listen to this. What a lot of these local sanctuary city places will do is they'll catch one of these guys, they'll have him in the jail, the judge will bond him out, they're sanctuary cities, so they're not allowed to hold them. But what they'll do is they'll call ICE and say, hey, listen, we're letting Eduardo out at noon, might want to be in the parking lot, right? Well, the governor has forbidden them in his executive order from even doing that. Why? I'm convinced they're keeping their guerrilla warriors, their shock troops, as much as possible in America and trying to facilitate them hiding in these sanctuary cities so during the next Democrat administration, they can emerge to do whatever it is they're here for. Folks, we even know who the head of the intel group is, who trained them and sent them here. He's named Antonio Alvarez. He's a member in good standing of Venezuela's Communist Party. And they even... he's the coordinator of the intel group that supports Tren de Aragua in the USA. At his ranch named Canta Claro is a bunker that serves as the coordination center for all activities carried out in the USA by TDA. And Alvarez controls the finances of the group and provides $5,000 per Tren de Aragua principal member that comes to the USA. And they frequently host coordination meetings with Venezuelan regime high-ranking officials. He hosted coordination meetings with top leaders of the other criminal gangs in the country, too. So these are the officers in charge of training, according to the leaked briefing. Also, according to the briefing, you got to understand, these people aren't just running this effort against us. They also run Venezuela's ruling party simultaneously, Nicolas Maduro and 14 other Venezuelan officials. So this is them taking territory, exactly as I forecast they would on this podcast for years, in the vacuum that is blue areas. It now turns out likely with the assistance of the Democrat Party. To this day, many of these narco terrorists are still in charge of the entire nation of Venezuela. They run the government and the cartel at the same time. Emerald Robinson concludes her piece with this. America's national security officials are being told essentially that Venezuela is at war with the United States and it's time to understand the threat. Folks, I'd go a step further. We're going to find the DEA and FBI stuff. We are. I'd go a step further and say that the Venezuelan Cartel de los Soles, Tren de Aragua, and the Democrats are at war with the United States of America. And they intend to use these street thugs exactly as Maduro used them. To get the ability to win just 30% of the vote and govern anyway because your opponents are in fear of their lives, in fear of assassination. Folks, the good news, over the weekend, Department of Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem announced that so far, the Trump administration has caught and deported 800 Tren de Aragua gang members. The bad news, despite that Supreme Court decision, which essentially says you can't judge shop, now that all of the right Democrat lawyers have filed all of the right lawsuits, once again, Trump has been blocked from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport Trende Aragua. The Democrats have one case going in Manhattan, another one going in Texas. Both those judges put a hold on Trump's deportation efforts using that act. Why would you do that? Because we do not have enough space to hold these people. And so essentially what happens is we have to wait for them to have hearings. That could take months to years, and they will appeal all the way up to the Supreme Court. In other words, they're trying to buy time to stay in the country long enough for the Democrats to release them if they win the next election, like presidential election, folks. So Colonel Douglas McGregor is right. The cartels are the gravest threat to America's future. They don't have to seize control of the whole country. They just have to create enough of an environment of fear that non-Marxists will be afraid of assassination if they challenge the Democrats with too much vigor.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.